This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
Mike Marr says you don't need a mask. It's required, sir. And I'm out of business. I just walked to the bathroom. I went through the lobby. Mike, I get it, bro. There's a certain section of really ignorant people in this country about the mask. And they've also been so ignorant that they've politicized it. And that's fine, dude, if that's what you want to do. But that's the reason why we're losing 1,000 Americans a day. And people like you are the reason why we're losing 1,000 Americans a day. That's all. Anybody that makes the mask some kind of a burden, you're a freaking loser. That's all. I think I'm pretty clear now, right? Yeah, I've kind of explained it, right? Do you have any favorite teams outside the Miami area?
I mean, you used to.
Well, yeah, when I lived in San Francisco for a short time, I rooted for the Giants there, and I was rooting for the local teams because I was going to be a part of that community for a short time. So I figured I'd root for them, but I still actually had all my TVs at home. I was at that place in Tiburon, and I had all the tickets so I can see everybody else back home in Miami. But not really. I'll tell you this. I'll root for the Jags and I'll root for Tampa. I will. I won't. They're not like favorite teams of mine, but I don't have anything against those kind of teams. The Magic, I don't. I don't know why, but it's just something that I don't. I can't root for the Magic. I don't have anything against the Rays. I don't have anything against what other teams?
Lightning.
I don't root for the Lightning. They're too good. They don't need my help. So I need my Panthers to
take a page from their.
I can't do it. I can't do it. But no, not really favorite teams. No, dude, I'm all Miami. When we didn't have Inter, then I was rooting for Orlando City. Before Orlando City, I was rooting for the Portland Timbers. But once we have Inter, I dropped all of those. So I used to be a Phillies, Sixers, and Flyers fan before we had the Marlins, the Heat, and the Panthers. Once we got our own teams, then I dropped those. I was never an Eagles fan because I always had the Dolphins. So, no, not really. I don't really have favorite teams. Barcelona. If you want to, like, go international, Barcelona. Okay? And Arsenal. Barcelona in one league, Arsenal in the Premiership. Okay? That would be those are my two favorite teams outside of Miami teams. Right there. Where's your stash? Oh. Yeah, I shaved. So I'm trimming my goatee, right?
Did you screw up?
I screwed up.
That's it. Just gotta go.
So I had to go. So I'm trimming my goatee, right, because it was getting a little thick. And then I took off the trimmer, and I started touching up, you know, the part that so it doesn't get on your lip, right? So I trim it right above the lip, right? And so then I look at my beard again, and I go, you know, I need to trim it just a little bit more. It's a little thick. And I forgot to put the trimmer, and I went like this, and it took off a whole patch. And I was like, oh, I screwed up. So I had to shave the whole damn thing.
You know, you could have said something like...
That happened to me this morning. I'm such an idiot.
You could have said it's Halloween.
No.
Freddy Krueger got one of his blades on me, and look how close.
Look at
my reaction.
It was actually funny because I was looking, I was like, oh, God, now I got to shave the whole thing off. The good thing is that I'm a hairy bastard. So, like, in a week, I'll have it right back. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
It's not a big deal. And you wear the mask, So people really can't tell. You could tell because you caught me when I would lower and drink my water, so my goatee was gone. You know what I mean?
Listeners are super observant, bro.
They observe everything, bro.
I can remember the first.
They know everything going on.
I remember the first time I grew the beard, blah, then went down to the goatee. And obviously, we're, both hairy people, so to come, you could grow a goatee like in 5, 6, 7 days. It's there.
Oh, yeah.
To be cut.
Yes.
And I can remember the first time that, like, okay, it's been, 6, 8 months, blah, let's shave it. And realizing it's easier to shave your whole face clean than it is to get into the detail cut in your goatee and everything.
Yes.
It is easier just to take it all off. Man.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Big O, do you have an injury report for the fish? I don't have it right now. I'll try to pull it up for you if you want. Let me see. What else do we have? I have always wondered if you have a second team in the NFL. If not, which team would you pick? If not the Fins, and why? Bucks, Florida, West Coast, closer to here. I'm hometown, bro. I'm hometown about everything. I told you,
backyard neighborhood.
Remember,
I told you
I was rooting for the Portland Timbers because we didn't have anything here in the state. Then when we got Orlando City SC, I watched them for a couple of years and rooted for them. Now that we've got our team, I dropped Orlando City and now I hate them. So it's a whole different ball game now. But usually I stay somewhere close to our vicinity there. Let's see, what else do we have here? Troy Ortiz says, just a couple of years ago, I thought our local teams were hopeless to win a championship anytime soon. Now look at us. In your opinion, who wins one first? If we get Giannis, I say if you get Giannis, obviously they eat. For sure, dude. If you could get Giannis, because we'll make him a better shooter here too. Let's see, who's closer? I know it doesn't look like it now, but Inter can get pretty close to a title. They just need some chemistry into next year. I don't think next year the Heat is winning a title because they won't have Giannis. It'll be the summer after, so it'll be 2 seasons from now. The Dolphins, I think, are 2 years away from being a Super Bowl contender because I think next year when Tua starts, we'll have a good year in the playoffs, but I think it's the year after that, Tua's third year, where we really take off, I think. Panthers are nowhere near a Stanley Cup right now. All depends on what Zito does with them, but we're a ways away. Marlins are a ways away. Dude, I'm going to say Inter is slightly closer because they can go and get another DP if they want, to move Pizarro and get another stud. And I think they can build the team up again and add certain pieces to make them better. I'm going to go Inter next year, the Heat the year after that, and then the Dolphins. Okay.
Weren't the Hurricanes baseball team ranked really high?
We're talking about pros. I'm not talking about college.
I count my Canes.
No,
man.
I know, but I
know how you feel about college baseball. Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, I get you.
It's been since 2001 since we won a title in baseball.
I get you, but
and obviously breaking that record of continuous postseason appearances. What was it?
I get
30,
it.
30. Yeah, man. The fact that we messed that up, unacceptable. Morris, you got to go.
But it's college baseball. It doesn't really create any kind of buzz anywhere. You know what I mean?
Canes love, bro. Sorry, man.
Yeah. No, I got you. I got you. I'm just being honest that that's not going to move anything, move the needle. Big O, going to light one up. Come back chilling out. All right. Light it up. Enjoy. Oh, you said I was going to go light it up. Oh, okay. At a dealership. Okay. I love it. Let's see. They should make a law about mask. If you hold an event without a mask and someone gets sick and dies, should go to jail for involuntary manslaughter. I like that. I like that because you are being irresponsible and spreading it. So hells to the yeah. Troy says, you don't look like yourself without the goatee. Okay. All right. I look a little different. What do I look like? Oh, no. Did I open up something? Julius 305 giving us some love on the Super Chat. Thank you, Julius. He says, great show this morning. Appreciate it. Michelle was terrific, and Will Manso also was on the show. GP Trap says, it doesn't look bad. You look younger. That's always what I get, that I always look younger because it's like a salt and pepper, you know, a goatee, so it makes me look even older. James says, I'm a bearded guy, and when that happens to me and I have to shave it all off, no one recognizes me and says, I look like a thumb. Raging Dolphin Maniac says, as a Dolphin forever, I have to root for the Giants. That win over the Evil Empire Pats cemented it for me. Okay, I can see that. Where you got a little affection for them for taking down the Pats. I can get that. Benjamin says, we re-sign Shane through 2022. Yes, sir. Dougie Fresh says, what up, O? Is a witness protection program with that disguise? What did you do? I hope you did not use your Tom Tom Club on some fool. Old people music reference. It looks good, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Little Tom Tom Club. Yes.
Wanna
what
have
you going to do
fun?
When you get out of jail?
Want to have some fun? Natural
I'm going to have
fun.
Some fun. What do you consider fun? I like it. That is a great beat. I mean, that's a great, great song, period. Tom Tom Club nailed it with that one. Such a great song. That's a song that never gets old, ever. Any moment that I hear that song, I crank it. Love that song. You guys are crazy with advocating for government mandates on masks. Government mandate anything is a bad precedent. Pick up the history books. I love how people like Mike think we're stupid enough of a country that we're going to end up like a third world country. It's freaking amazing. Do you all know that we live in America? Do you guys realize that? So if they put a mandate on masks, what does that mean? That all of a sudden we're going to become communist? I love the ridiculous extremes. Dude, we're not Cuba. Okay? I can say this because I'm Cuban, all right? I got Cuban parents. We're not going to get suckered like other countries have in the past. That's not us. So whether it's Democrats or Republicans, none of them are ever going to be able to get away with that. So I'm not sure what world you think you're living in, what country you think you're living in, but we would raise hell and there'd be a civil war in this country if anybody tried to control us. Okay? So I'm not sure, but Mike, I guess you don't have enough balls to be a real American because we're not controlled. And mandating a mask is about intelligence. It's about protecting each other. It's about doing something good for your fellow American, because we're going to protect each other by not infecting each other, or doing our best to not infect each other by maintaining social distance and wearing a mask. If you're mandating it, it's because you're doing something for the greater good of mankind, my man. It has nothing to do with Fidel Castro Part 2 taking over the U.S. I love how one party likes to play with the minds of mental midgets. Because you are a mental midget if you think we can turn into Venezuela or Cuba in this country. I mean, dude, do you know anything about our history? Do you know what it is to be an American? Let's not Let's not take the extremes of fighting for freedom and wearing a mask so we don't spread a pandemic. And sometimes the law needs to be in place, Mike, because people are too freaking stupid and ignorant to actually follow common sense. Mike, my brother, you have no idea what the definition of being an American is. Nothing. If you think we can end up like a third world country, you're an idiot. Any of you out there, if you think we can end up like Cuba, you're a freaking moron. Okay? That will never happen in this country. We are the beacon of freedom. We will always be that. But separate, compartmentalize things. Don't be a mental midget and allow people to feed you a bunch of BS. Like we're going to become Venezuela. And if you're that stupid to believe that, I feel sorry for you, dude. Or woman. God. Jesus. Can we get back to the Tom Tom Club? My Lord.
There's actually, you know, those people out there that want you to continue the ripping, brother.
Oh, whatever. He says, oh, you could do the best by advocating, not asking government a mandate. Brother, sometimes you got to mandate it. There's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't mean you're a socialist or a communist or you're doing anything that's wrong. You got to mandate it. I'm sorry.
Look at the numbers. The numbers have been yo-yoing. We're yo-yoing back up. Come on, man.
Hey, Mike, aren't you mandated to stop at a stop sign? Aren't you mandated to stop at a red light? Huh? I'm sorry, because aren't you mandated to pay taxes? I'm trying to figure it out. Need to see my eyes on this, Mike? Talk to me, baby. Aren't you mandated to do a lot of things in life? Last time I checked, you're mandated to wait till the arrow is green to turn, correct? You're mandated that when you go buy something at the store, you got to pay a state tax, right? Aren't you mandated to do a lot? If you want to take a flight, aren't you mandated to be there at a specific time to get on the plane? And if you get there a half hour late, plane's gone? You're mandated to do a lot of things, Mike. Grow the hell up, dude. You know, maybe read a couple books. Learn what it is to be an American. Learn what it takes to be a decent human being, because that's what we're asking when we ask you to wear a mask. Be a decent human being. We're not trying to keep anybody down, because you can't keep us down. We're Americans. You have no idea, Mikey. I guess you don't. I'm sure you have no idea what it's like to be an American. You have no idea what the definition is of being an American. We don't get suckered, dude. We don't do that. We don't play that game. But if you want to be a mental midget and you want to believe that mandating a mask is going to lead to anything else, I mean, come on, dude. Come on. You know, it's like sometimes, you know, the problem is guys like Mike, brother, you need common sense, not smoking the sense. My God. Oh, it's mandating. Oh, they're going to make us a communist state. I'm going to be locked in my house. I'm going to have to make a four-block line for sugar. My Lord. Big O, it's like some people are following a cult. Nothing will change their minds, if you know what I mean. Oh, amen to that, bro. Amen to that. Name a cherry buffalo stance. True underrated song. And how about Malcolm McLaren with the Buffalo Dance, right? Or the Buffalo whatever it is? Call of Duty goes, I'm glad I didn't miss the daily COVID rant. I haven't had one of those in a while, Call of Duty. That has.
Oh, we're glad you haven't, bro, because you haven't had the voice to really go there, okay? Oh,
man. Ray goes, Big O, don't waste your time with the one-sided mentality of the clueless putts. It is. It's such a terrible point of view, bro. It just seems so weak. Also, all these people, oh, you make us wear a mask, and we're gonna end up like you see some of the Cuban people and the Venezuelan people, and then you got the Republican Party just feeding them crap. Hey, you're gonna end up in this country like Venezuela and like Cuba. And it's like, where do you live, dude? Like, you think we can end up like that? The hell out of here, bro. Every one of us would give our lives up for the freedom. We would raise hell. Like, we're going to become some kind of country like that. Give me a freaking break. Big O, today's my birthday. I'm 33. That's Ramona. So excited for Sunday. Can't wait to see them play and beat some Rams. But all I want for my birthday is for the Dolphins to win the AFC East. Can't wait to see Tua. Well, first of all, Ramona.
Happy birthday.
That's the most important part. Thank you for always checking us out and supporting us, Ramona. We love you for that. Happy birthday. Hopefully one day we'll get to meet at an event somewhere. I'm sure, you know, down the line, Onside Radio, we'll have some events that you guys can come by and check it out. But Ramona, I think you're going to get a win on your birthday. I do. I'm picking the Dolphins to win this week. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I think it's going to be a really tight win, a close win. I even think if the Dolphins lose, it'll be a really, really close loss. I think Miami's going to play a hell of a game. I really do. I like our coaching staff, prepared for 2 weeks. I love Tua. I think he's a hell of a player. I think he's going to turn into a heck of a quarterback. You all know I only worry about one thing with Tua, and that's his health. That's the only thing I worry about with Tua, health. Outside of that, I don't worry about anything else. I think the kid's going to go out there. I think the kid's going to play well. I think the kid's smart. I think he's going to make positive plays for this team. I don't think he's going to be turning over the ball left and right, all of that. I really like Miami this week.